Y como decía Julio, comenzamos minuto 60 con el escándalo Samsung. Y alguien que nos puede ilustrar mucho de lo que está pasando en Corea del Sur y la historia de la Rasputina. Daniel, ¿con quién vamos a hablar?
Así es, Félix, estamos con Geoffrey Cain. Geoffrey Cain es un supervisor basado en Corea del Sur que escribe para The Economist, Foreign Affairs, Wall Street Journal, y está escribiendo un libro sobre Samsung, que está haciendo centro ahorita de una polémica por unos supuestos sobornos a la presidenta surcoreana. Y Mariana, yo quisiera preguntarle a Geoffrey Cain, ¿cuál es la relación que tiene Samsung con la llamada Rasputina de Surcorea?
Geoffrey, hi, can you please tell us what is the relationship between Samsung and the so-called Rasputin of South Korea?
So the allegation now is that this Rasputin of Korea had been giving favors to various companies in South Korea, so Samsung and other companies. And the allegation against Samsung is that a large amount of money was given to this Rasputin of Korea in exchange for this controversial merger to go through that would allow the heir to the Samsung empire to take more control over the company in place of his father.
Bueno, es digamos un escándalo parecido al que muchas compañías se han visto involucradas, que le dieron dinero a esta Rasputina de Corea del Sur. En el caso de Samsung es para que el heredero de la compañía pudiera llevar a cabo un acuerdo de concentración, de integración, unificación de unas compañías para que él tuviera más control aún que sus predecesores.
Estos días estamos hablando mucho en Colombia y en otros puntos del planeta acerca de la corrupción. ¿Hasta qué punto este caso de presunta corrupción en torno a la presidenta surcoreana le va a costar el puesto y va a marcar la política coreana para los próximos años?
So, we've been talking a lot about corruption, and we'd like to know in this specific case, till what point is this scandal going to impact basically President Park's mandate? Is she going to have to resign, and how will this determine South Korean politics from now on?
So President Park has actually been impeached already, and that means that she has been suspended of her power. She's still the president technically, but she cannot rule, she cannot run the country right now. The Constitutional Court of Korea is going to decide on whether to uphold her impeachment in the coming weeks or coming months. This is something that is actually quite familiar to South Koreans. It's actually quite common for South Korean presidents to get involved in scandals at the end of their terms. And not only that, but it's common for, you know, South Korean companies to get involved in corruption scandals that involve presidents or high-level political figures. South Korea is actually called a Republic of Samsung because the company has an enormous level of political power and also an enormous swath of the economy throughout the country.
Bueno, la presidenta Park ya pasó por un proceso de impeachment. Ella ya no está al mando del país, aunque técnicamente sigue teniendo el título de presidenta. La Corte Constitucional decidirá en unos meses si va a, digamos, sostener ese impeachment. Es muy común, Fernando, no es la primera vez que estas compañías se ven involucradas en escándalos de corrupción. Samsung, por ejemplo, es una compañía muy poderosa, no solamente en términos políticos, sino porque tienen una, o sea, son responsables de una gran parte de la economía. Entonces, digamos que esto es típico en medio de todo en la política del país.
¿Y cuándo sabremos si se le procesa?
When will we know about the Constitutional Court's ruling?
Al heredero,
We're actually not quite sure yet, but it should be in January or February. The announcement should come out somewhat soon. So right now, though, the Samsung heir, JY Lee, is currently in another court hearing, and that court is going to decide whether to uphold the arrest warrant against him. And if he is arrested, then he would actually be following in his father's footsteps. His father is the chairman of Samsung, and his father was charged twice with white-collar crimes and was given presidential pardons both times, which speaks to the power of Samsung within South Korea.
Jeffrey, one last question. So when will we exactly know about the ruling for this the Samson leader? When will we know if he is going to be found guilty or not?
So he's in the court hearing now, and it's expected that around midnight or after midnight in South Korea, that this ruling will come out. But we're not totally sure exactly when they'll decide. It could be any time, you know, in the coming days, coming weeks, if they decide to change the hearing, if they decide to put it back a little bit.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you so much for your time, and a good day to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bueno, Rafa, al heredero de Samsung, vamos a saber qué pasa con él hoy, probablemente medianoche o un poco después, hora local de Corea del Sur. Pero digamos, así pase algo, él nos explica que, digamos, su predecesor también tuvo un escándalo de corrupción y recibió un perdón presidencial. Entonces, eso también puede venirse en este caso.
Y del escándalo Samsung pasamos a la demanda.